Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. My name is Tai Bartolaneo and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. I would like to remind everybody that this show is pre-recorded on Fridays and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. Today, I'll be talking about healthy eating habits among the children, the kids, the youth, and the adolescents. Eating healthy is an important part of a healthy lifestyle and is something that should be taught at a very young age. It is also important to discuss your adolescent diet with his or a healthcare provider before making any dietary change or placing your adolescent on a diet. The teen years are a time of rapid growth where they need extra nutrients to support bone growth, hormonal changes, and organ and tissue development, including the brain. Teens should eat breakfast, drink water, and limit highly processed food, sugary drinks, and eating out. It is also advised that healthy eating habits and physical activity not only keeps the body in shape, but helps lower the risk of obesity. The USDA and the US Department of Health and Human Services provides the following types of food are really needed when selecting food for our children. One of such types of food are grains. Foods that are made from wheat, rice, oats, cornmeal, or any other cereal grain are grain products. And some of these might include whole meat, brown rice, and oatmeal. Vegetables. It depends on the type of vegetables that you see in your area. It's advisable to choose a variety of vegetables, including dark green, red, and orange vegetables, legumes, these are peas and beans, and starchy vegetables. Not leaving out the fruits, any fruits or 100% fruit juice counts as part of fruit group. Fruits may be fresh, canned, frozen, or dried, and may be whole, cut up, or you can make it into a puree for yourself. Dairy. Milk products and many foods made from milk are considered part of this food group. It is good to focus on fat-free or low-fat products, as well as those that are high in calcium. Protein. Go lean on protein. Choose low-fat or lean meats and poultry. Vary your protein routines. Choose more fish, nuts, seeds, peas, and beans. Now, there are two main nutrients of concern for teenagers, and they are calcium and iron. Calcium is important for bone growth. If teens optimize their bone health, they have a decreased risk of fractures and of developing diseases during adulthood. Females are particularly at risk if they do not meet their calcium requirements, and females aged 13 to 17 should have a daily recommended intake of 1000 milligram per day of calcium. Male of the same age, that is 13 to 17, will meet their requirements at about 1400 milligram per day. Most teens have been seen not to meet with these daily requirements. Iron is another important nutrient for teenagers. Teens need iron as they gain lean body mass, while females also need iron when they start menstruating. On average, male teens meet their iron requirements with little difficulty. However, females aged 13 to 17 barely meet their requirements of 15 milligram per day.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group. Educational resources to help reach your goals.
Welcome back. My name is Tai Bartolaniyo, and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education. And I've been talking about healthy eating habits among our children, our youth, and our adolescents. Now, along with physical changes, teens become more independent as they grow. Dietary options are one of the first decisions teens start making on their own. However, majority of teens tend to make poor food choices. Overall, teens tend to fail to meet their daily recommended amounts of vegetables and fruits and whole grains. In addition, teens often have increased intake of highly processed foods or drinks that are high in sugar, sodium, and saturated fats. Healthy eating during adolescence is important as body changes during this time affect an individual's nutritional and dietary needs. Adolescents are becoming more independent, like I said earlier, and are making more food decisions on their own. Many adolescents during this time experience a growth spurt and an increase in appetite and need healthy foods to meet their growth needs. Adolescents tend to eat more meals away from home than younger children. They are also heavily influenced by their peers. Meal convenience is important to many adolescents, and they may be eating too much of the wrong types of foods like soft drinks, fast food, or processed foods. Also, a major concern of many adolescents is dieting. Girls may feel pressure from peers to be thin and to limit what they eat. Both boys and girls may diet to make weight for a particular sporting or social event. According to Bobby Parish of Flip City, keto foods are low in carbs and high in fat. But then you really need to pay close attention to which vegetables are allowed while you're dieting and which ones need to be limited. There are four major food habits of concern for adolescents. One of them is skipping breakfast. Breakfast is an important meal of the day as it helps to ensure daily nutrient needs are being met. It also improves school performance and helps maintain a healthy weight. The majority of teens do not eat breakfast on a regular basis. The second major food habit of concern is increased consumption of highly processed foods. This includes foods such as soft drinks, snacks food, convenience food, and desserts. Everyone should aim to decrease their intake of these foods. However, For some teens, up to one half of their energy intake is from these other foods. This is of concern as highly processed foods are often high in fat, calories, and sugar, but are low in vitamins and minerals. Another food habit of concern is increased eating outside the home. Eating outside the home has increased, and a lot of food consumed in restaurants are high in fat and calories, especially at fast food restaurants. There has been an increased consumption of foods such as pizza, cheeseburger, and salty snacks with teens, mostly due to eating out. Teens should aim to eat more foods prepared within the home, especially snacks. And lastly, increased consumption of soft drinks. A study looking at American youths aged 6 to 17 found soft drink consumption increased from 37% in 1978 to 56% in 1998. The increase in soft drink consumption could be attributed to the increase in restaurant eating.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Welcome back to the show. This is the New Heights Show on Education, and I'm Tai Bartolani. I've been talking about healthy eating habits and some of those food habits of concern that should be looked into for the teens. So, what are the solutions to these unhealthy eating habits? For the parents, how can you help your teens to achieve healthy eating habits? This includes making them eat three meals a day with healthy snacks, increasing fiber in the diet and decrease the use of salt, making them to eat balanced meals. When cooking for your adolescents, try to break or broil instead of frying. Make sure your adolescent watches, that is, they decrease if necessary, ease or sugar intake. Eat fruits or vegetables for a snack. Decrease the use of butter. Eat more chicken and fish. Limit red meat intake and choose lean cuts when possible. Drinking water. Water is an important thing for active teens. They need to try to avoid drinks that are high in sugar. Fruit juice can have a lot of calories, so it's important to limit your adolescent intake. Instead, whole fruit is always a better choice. Physical activity that teen on the go can make them feel dehydrated. Instead of taking these drinks that are high in sugar, it is advisable to drink more or to drink water instead. So here are some tips to stay hydrated. Drink 2 to 4 cups of water 1 to 2 hours before physical activities for the teens. Drink another 2 to 4 cups of water 10 to 15 minutes before your physical activity. You can drink about a half cup of water every 15 minutes during your physical activity. Then you drink 1 to 2 cups of water after. Remember to keep drinking water even if you don't feel thirsty. Sports drinks and energy drinks are not usually necessary, but for casual athletes, water is all they need. And here are some nutrition and activity tips for the parents. Try to control when and where your child eats by providing regular daily meal times with social interaction and demonstration of healthy eating behaviors. You need to be a good role model for your child. Involve children in the selection and preparation of foods. And it's important to teach them to make healthy choices by providing opportunities to select foods based on their nutritional values. When you take them out, maybe for your grocery shopping, it's important to let them know the nutritional value of that broccoli you're buying, those fruits you're getting, instead of making them go for unhealthy choices of food. Controlling portion sizes and eating non-processed foods help limit calorie intake and increase nutrients. Parents are encouraged to provide recommended serving sizes for children. Parents are also encouraged to limit children's videos, television watching, and computer use to less than 2 hours daily, and replace these activities with physical activities that require more movement, like walking around, taking the dog for a walk, or you can just stroll down the road while getting your groceries instead of taking the car. Children and adolescents need at least 60 minutes, that is 1 hour, of moderate to vigorous physical activity on most days for maintenance of good health and fitness and for healthy weight during growth. Like I said, to prevent dehydration, encourage children to drink fluid regularly during physical activity and drink several glasses of water or other fluid apart from sugary drinks after the physical activity is completed. And the following are some helpful considerations as you prepare meals for your adolescents. It is advisable to arrange for your teens to find out about nutrition for themselves by providing teen-oriented magazines or books with food articles and by encouraging them and supporting their interest in health, cooking, or nutrition. Also, take their suggestions when possible regarding food to prepare at home. Experiment with foods outside your own culture. Have several nutritional snack foods readily available. Oftentimes, teenagers will eat whatever is convenient. And lastly, if there are foods that you do not want your teens to eat, it is important to avoid bringing them into the home. And here is where I'll be ending today's show. You can reach me by email at olaniot@newheighteducation.org. Be sure to check out our previous radio shows and join me every Friday at radio.newheighteducation.org as I discuss yet another issue youths are facing. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.